Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing? This is Elizabeth's World here on Eagle FM. What are we doing? We are going below zero first.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor to be here. It is with my pleasure that I present to you tonight Below Zero by Friday.
Summer's over, and you're still not sober. You've been moving too fast, now the time moving slower. I'm still on the line, when they turn on the lines. It's time to call it in, hope I'm still on your mind. Don Julio, tastes like water on your lips. You had one too many trips, trying to run away from home. They like Miami where she live, on a Sunday getting lit. I pray you make it back. 'Cause when September comes around, and the leaves are falling down, and October's closing in, it's getting scary when November ends. I'm trying to catch you for your heart turns December cold, freezing cold, your temperature's low. Standing at the door, I wanna love you before you get below zero. Baby, it's gonna take some time now, get it out your system. All that partying deep in clubs, but you're losing your rhythm. Too much late nights, you don't know what a morning is. Better wake up before you lose out on this. And I ain't got no pride to save you, oh my woman. I just want you inside to give you all my loving. You're losing your soul.
But you call it soul searching. Oh, I'm losing hope. Don Julio tastes like water on your lips.
You have one too many trips. Tryna run away from home. They like Miami where she live. On a Sunday get lit. I pray you make it back. Cause when September comes around and the leaves are falling, yeah, and October's closing in, it's getting scary when November ends. I'm trying to catch you for your standing at the dark, wanna love you before you get below zero. December cold, freezing cold, your temperature's low. Standing at the dark, wanna love you before you get below zero.
We ran our course. No more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted times, and they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages, but on both lovers never lost. And now I hold you down. Still love, still love. And it no longer matters to me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through, so I'll hold you down.
Still love,
still love. To have ever even shared a single page, even if the ending never stayed the same, I'm so grateful for the memories we made. There's nothing that would change, and all the chapters finally over. Yeah, I can hear it in my mind. Gotta give it time, give it time. To the wounds I healed, I'm close. Don't know how we feel inside. Don't understand the right or dead, no. Yeah. Never turn back the pages I wrote.
This is it, guess we ran our course. No more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted times, and they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages, but on both lovers never known. And now I hold you down. Still love,
still love. What you love me is what turned me from a boy into a man. Even though it didn't work out how we planned, still gotta thank you for the way you let me in. For the way you held me down, I'll never understand. No matter what road we chose,
no matter the highs or lows,
still need to
let you know to count on me. I'm here for you.
Now that the page is turned,
we both had to learn.
Don't gotta say too much. There ain't no bad blood. It's still our love.
This is it, guess we ran out. No more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted time, and they no longer serve me. Cause we both were on different pages, but our both lovers never know. And now I hold you down. Still love, still love. All it no longer matters to me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through, so I will hold you down. Still,
still,
still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, still, You can see it, don't be that way no more. Yeah. You're running around like you don't have feelings anymore. Yeah. It's cool if you have no doubt. If you leave, then say no more. No more, no more. Cause when you go left, I just go right. But you still want it all night. We just play chess when we collide. Think it's right about time I show you.
Kept a distance, babe. We were self-destructing like kamikaze. Though you say I'm a snap, I belong in a pine tree. You do these things to me. Like fire, make we rekindle it. When you go left, I just go right. But I still want it all night. Undo the stress, show me all my. Cause you know I need it.
Time I tell the truth, you don't believe it. Don't tell me I don't know about commitment. When I was the only one to show you.
Because we can. We're going to do this and then we're just going to do a little thing on Facebook. And then we're in our Vambo anti era. Yeah. We're in our Vambo anti era. So we're going to be all cute. We're all going to try and be cute. Mara, let's go. This is Craig David and Tiwa Savage.
Every time
so, yeah.
I show you guys, you can see it. Every time I tell the truth, you don't believe it. Don't tell me I don't know about
I can see it don't be that way no more. Yeah. You're running around like you don't have feelings anymore. Yeah. It's cool if you well know that if you leave, then say no more. No more, no more. Cause when you go left, I just go right. But you still want it all night. We just play chess when we collide. Think it's right about time I show you.
Kept a distance, babe. It was self-destructing like kamikaze. Though you say I'm a snack, I belong in a pine tree. You do these things to me. Like fire, make we rekindle it. When you go left, I just go right. But I still want it all night. Undo the stress, show me your might. Cause you know I need it.
Time I tell the truth, you don't believe it. Don't tell me I don't know about commitment. And I was the only one to show you.
I'm currently feeling Craig David. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm currently feeling Craig David because Vele, eh? Vele is a new look. Vele is a grown-up sessions. Vele. Okay, he doesn't look as, you know, rendezvous-ish, but we're not for that. We're about the grown music, you know? You are the one, you're telling me that I'm not committed, but every time I show you vibes, you don't believe it. I'm like, do you understand, say, what is a vibe? Because I don't. Like, yeah. I don't. Like, what is a vibe? A vibe is a feeling or what? We don't know, my dear. But anyways, so if you wanna buzz in, if you wanna come through, we are also on our Facebook Live on Eagle FM and we are doing the things. So today we are just going to chill. We're just going to have fun. And also we're also going to be talking about depression. We're going to be talking about depression. We're going to be talking those things. And I also just want to, you know, put myself out there on the line for you guys. And you guys can call in. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. But before that, we're going to vibe. We're going to vibe. And then from 1:30, right? We are now, am I talking in high pitch? Like, what's wrong with me? Okay. Am I talking in high pitch? Like, oh. Now, am I talking in high pitch? You guys must tell me, eh, on Facebook if I'm talking on high pitch, because I feel like I'm talking on high pitch and I shouldn't. I should be most like, you know, like, yo, so good afternoon. My name is the Matriarch and I am currently, you know, I'm just, I'm doing high pitch things. But anywho. Okay. So we're going to do vibes. Yeah, like Craig David, we're going to run with his things. We're just going to vibe and then from 1:30, we're going to start talking. And generally we're talking about chronic illnesses. We're talking about sicknesses. We're talking about us. We're talking about me. We're talking about you. Whoever wants to join us can always join us, but you cannot join us on Facebook Live because it will distort our whole system. So you can call in and then we can have a conversation. But all in all, you know, I'm an open book, so let's vibe.
I know what he's done for me. Too many are dead and gone, but you're still sparing me. Tell me why they envy me. Lord, I pray you defend me from my enemies. Hope I see it through before I go. Not in our hands, it's in God's plans. Don't know where we're headed on this road. Not in our hands, it's in God's plan. I'm standing strong, they fall under me. Won't let them knock me down off my feet. Too many times I fall on my knees. Trying to take the wheel, almost drove off track. Although take the wheel so I won't look back. Oh. See where I'm like, God's out it. God it cool.
Take me there, my hempa, mate.
I was down low, but you saved me.
I know what
he's done for me.
Too many are dead and gone, but you're sparing me.
Tell me why envy me. Lord, I pray you defend me from my enemy. Hope I see it through before I go. Not in our hands, it's in God.
Smile if you can hear this message. You are blessed. You're alive. You may also realize that Christmas is not about the presents anymore. Christmas is about the gift of love. Your smile is contagious. It is that smile that kept everyone going at ShopRite and Checkers this past year. Thank you for your support. ShopRite Checkers wish you a fabulous festive season.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo kuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Okone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Where we headed on this road, not in our hands.
All
the evil are lurking,
people are searching.
Short life, heaven closing
the curtain.
Man, I could have been dead and gone 6 feet, but you saved my soul. I saw I conquered, it's permanent. He got to more than we'll go infinite. When I lock the shoulders cold, you bring me peace like home. I've been through the rain, through fire. Can nobody dim this light when you're on my side? Took an interest in me, now it's double, double, come and see inflation. I've been through the rain, through fire, can nobody dim this light.
While you're on my side,
bring the UV light for my testimony, I know fit to explain.
I know what is done for me. Too many are dead and gone, but you're still sparing me.
Tell me why
they envy me.
Lord, I pray you defend me from my enemies.
Hope I see it through before I go.
Not in our hands, it's in God's hands.
in God's plan. Don't know where we're headed on this road. Not in our hands. It's in God's plan. I know what He's done for me. Too many are dead and gone, but You're still sparing me. Tell me why envy me. Lord, I pray You defend me from my enemy.
Hope I see it through before I go. Not in our hands, it's in God's plans. Alrighty, good afternoon to you if you have just joined us. My name is Elizabeth. In the weekend and during the week, I'm matriarch. You can call it a crazy thing. It is what it is. And then at home, I'm mommy. But anyhow, so today we're talking about things that don't seem too obvious. You know how we have watched a lot of people take their lives. We have watched them have mental breakdowns. I think this year has been both rewarding and heartbreaking at the same time. Now it's so balanced because it's enough bad and enough good at the same time. And you know how we assume people to be fine. We assume people to be. Thank you, Timothy. Apparently I have a nice voice. Oh, okay, cool. cause I was thinking I was high pitch. But today is also a sensitive conversation. But you know, guys, I am an open book and I chose now this Saturday night to give you guys a lowdown on what's happening in the girl's life. So, I'm an advocate for putting my life out on the line. I put it on the table so that nobody knows my secrets, because it's not a secret, because it's out there. I already put it out there. Like that. I think that's why I do it. But also, I'm a believer in sharing my experiences so that those that are out there in the world, wouldn't feel alone, you know? And I know I'm just an ordinary somebody. I'm just an ordinary auntie from Eagle FM, you know? I'm just a disrespectful child from Eagle FM, you know? I'm not an influencer. I'm not a president. I'm not, you know? I'm just matriarch, only matriarch, right? But I do believe that there are a few people that actually, have care to hear what I have to say. And for those, even if it's my one fan, for that one fan, I'll come to work every day. For that one fan, I'll come to work every day and I will, you know, I will deliver. I'll deliver. So I like to talk about, pressing issues, and I like to talk about everybody, and I like to talk about myself as well, because I want to be an example of you not being alone, and, I'm not alone and we are not alone. So when people commit, the S word, I don't know if they're going to flag us or censor us. I don't know if they're going to flag us, but we're going to call it the S word. You know what it means, most, the S word. That's the S word. So, you know, when people, commit the S word, we have a lot of posts that are circulating on social media like, oh no, depression is real, guys. Depression is real. And then also on top of that type of conversation, we also have the conversation around, oh my goodness, but I knew something was wrong. Yeah. I knew something was wrong because even the way he didn't want to socialize anymore, I could tell. That he was not okay. You know, he was not okay. And that is, it's a myth. It's a myth, but it's also true. Because there are certain people that do have telltales, and there are certain people that don't have telltales. So I'm gonna talk about it. So recently, I've been having flashes of violence. I think I have, Is it repressed? Yeah, I think the word is repressed. Like, inside, bottled up anger. Like, I bottled up anger and bottled up resentment and bottled up frustration, because there's a lot happening in my life. And for the most part, I have to be the gladiator. And there's so much I have to do on a regular basis for myself, for my family, for us. And I have repressed anger. Now, this repressed anger is not something that I thought I had, but I started having images. Like, it's like an image that comes up, like you can be sitting and then you just picture it. And in this picture or in this video, right? It's not hallucinations. I'm not seeing things. It's just an image, you know, just an image that passes by, but it's so vivid as if I'm in it. Now, this image is most probably of me going to the bedroom and getting a pillow, and then I yell into the pillow. I'm screaming into the pillow. Ah! Ugh! You know? And then another one is me driving into the middle of nowhere, and then I find a space, and I have a baseball bat. And I'm beating the living hell out of old buildings. And I was saying it. I was saying that we should actually, for the entrepreneurs out there, and you are looking for a business opportunity, right? I would like to propose that you find a piece or an area, right, where you can put a whole lot of junk there, and you get baseball bats. And you get pamphlets, and then you put it out there that for repressed anger and for wanting to let out steam, right? Because you can't beat up people, but you can beat up innate objects. So this is an idea that you might take. All you need is an area and a lot of junk. You can even go and, as long as people wear safety gear when they're going to be, vandalizing old things, basically. Because I've noticed that if there was an outlet like that, I would go. I would go and beat up some stuff. Because how? And so this was popping by, and this was popping by, and it is all images of me just being violent towards innate objects. And this worried me a little bit, because I'm like, so what if one day it becomes a person that I image, that the image of the person? What if one day that happens? And, you know, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm not violent. So I was like worried, because I don't do violence. I don't do violence. I don't even fight. You know, I can whoop if I need to whoop, but it's most probably in self-defense. I'm a talker. I can talk you down. I can talk you down so bad that I'll make you feel stupid for wanting to fight with me. That's the type of person I am. But I don't get in those altercations many a times, because, you know. So I was worried about this, and I thought about it, and I was like, okay, so let me go to the doctor. And also, I haven't been feeling 100% myself. I've been feeling a little low on energy. I've been feeling a little meh about a lot of stuff. So I've been running and doing the bare minimum, you know. I'm showing up, you know, Marandi Sisi, that you understand. I've got mad work ethic. So for me to come to a point where I actually have to be booked off from work is something that devastates me so much. And even when I'm at home, I'm like, let me check. Did they put on the correct thing? Like, the ads, you know, I'm that kind of person, because I'm also grateful for the opportunities that I've been given in my life. And I know that I deserve them. Like, yeah, I know that I deserve them, but I give a lot of gratitude. You know, I give a lot of gratitude for those that give me opportunities and chances in life to see where it can land me. So at this point, I'm like, okay, but I'm not feeling well, but I can't pinpoint it. And it's not something physical. It's not like I've got an injured arm or something. But also, one thing that I completely ruled out was depression. I completely ruled it out because I've been a person that had suffered from depression for a very long time throughout my life. So I assumed I knew what it looked like because I've been here before and I'm smart. So, I mean, come on. Telltale signs, what? I got this. I'm smart. I got this. Like, come on. You know? So I'm like, it can't be depression. So I'm like, okay, so I've suffered a lot of trauma. So most probably I have CPTSD, complex post-traumatic stress disorder, or I have OCD because of the flashes, because of the, you know, because of also I developed these obsessive cleaning thingies. Not that, right? And this is one thing that we have to get right. Many a times we associate, the film industry has played a major role on how we identify mental disorders and mental ailments. And OCD has been one that has been displayed dishonestly. It has been put out there in a, it has not been fully represented to its full magnitude and seriousness. So when we hear OCD, we hear obsessive compulsive disorder, but we associate it to cleanliness. We associate it to order. We associate it to lines. We associate it to punctuality. We associate it to it is here. It is here. This must not touch. It must be like this. And that is what we assume OCD to be. But OCD, on the contrary, OCD is not that. OCD is a conglomerate of things that are within that, right? And for example, there are certain kinds of OCD that makes you obsessed about a certain thought. So you might think about it. I read up on a young lady that has OCD, and because, you know, smart. I read up because I'm looking at the symptoms. I'm no doctor, but I'm looking at the symptoms so that I can at least try and figure out myself, because I believe that I cannot fight any battle that I don't know. I cannot fight an opponent that I don't know. So an opponent might be mental. It might be a colleague. It might be, I need to know what I'm dealing with. And that is why I read contracts to the T. That is why I read the fine print, because I need to know everything. OCD, maybe. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, because of me, I'm like this. Most probably, you know, OCD, self-diagnosed, didn't you know, OCD. And I read up about OCD cases because, I've always known that OCD is a larger avenue than the film industry has predicted. It's just like bipolar. It is a larger avenue than the film industry has projected. It is like schizophrenia. It is a larger avenue than psychology. Is a larger avenue than it that is displayed on our screens, right? So I went on to read because I need to know, because if I think I have OCD, I might as well read up about it. If I think I have post-traumatic trauma or complex trauma, I must read up about it. Okay, so I went to read, and part of the readings, I read up on a young lady. Right. And this is how, the broadening of OCD also came about, because I too was a bit of a on the narrow side, but I also knew that, OCD in itself is not just this about cleaning and order. It is something that is obsessive compulsive disorder. So if it is obsessive compulsive disorder, it can't be obsessive compulsive disorder. If it is only about straight lines and cleaning, then it would have been obsessive cleaning compulsive disorder. It wouldn't be OCD. It would be obsessive cleaning compulsive disorder. So it would be OCCD. You understand? If it was just about cleaning, because it is imperative for us to label and name things correctly. So it must be something else. So I went to read up on a particular young lady. And she had, what had happened to her was that she went to something like a showground, right? And you know how we see little kids in some cases, like I don't know with everybody else, but in the Oshiwambo people, there's this thing of telling a young child like, oh, you are going to be my husband, or you are going to be my wife, or you know. And in English we have that, oh, you're going to be a heartbreaker, because the baby is or the child is absolutely gorgeous, and when they're going to grow up, the features are going to be even more precious and more beautiful, right? So she was at a thing like a showground, and she saw this, it was one of her friend's nieces or little sister. And, right, she saw her, and she's like, and at this point, she did not know that she had OCD, right? So at this point, she looked at the girl, and she's like, oh, you're going to be a little heartbreaker, you know? And it was said innocently. And nothing happened. It was like one of those, thank you. And then the day was over. But with her and her mind, what had happened was she started obsessing about this thought. This, you are going to be a heartbreaker. This statement, you are going to be a heartbreaker, implying that this child is absolutely cute, gorgeous, going to be beautiful. You and I would assume it to be absolutely innocent. It happens, like, yeah, like Stone Cold Fox. I see you, mom. You're going to be the next Beyonce. I see you, mom. You see. But for her, on the other hand, because of her condition, she started obsessing about this particular phrase, this particular sentence. Now, this particular sentence was, you are going to be a heartbreaker. You're going to be a little heartbreaker. And she's like, okay. So what her mind did was, she started obsessing about it. The obsession was that, what if I'm a pedophile? Like, you see how these are two separate things, right? And all of a sudden, her mind is putting her at a space of pedophilia. So she's like, what if I'm attracted to little kids, you know? And she's terrified. It is frightening. Just imagine it. It is frightening to think that you can't trust your mind, right? Or your thoughts. So she starts having a whole panic attack. And it is, what if I'm a pedophile? What if I'm into small children? What if I'm going to harm children? And this was a scary thought for her. And it is something that she obsessed about. What if I'm a pedophile? 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 Why did I think that that little child was cute? You and I would think that, but that's normal. We are allowed to admire people. We're allowed to admire things. We are allowed to call out beautiful things. It's the same and also part of her OCD had also led her into a lesbian relationship, because she had seen a beautiful woman. And for the most part, she said the way she had to cope with her OCD was to explore things that are not dangerous. So she obsessed about, like, what if I'm attracted to women? Like, what if I'm a lesbian? What if I really, really like girls? What if, and this is something that she obsessed about, obsession, obsession, obsession. And you know how it is with obsession, right? You dig into it. And sometimes you dig yourself into a hole, into a pit. And then she started seeing this other girl. And then in that, she's like, yeah, no, I'm like, no, that was just, that's the, like, that was just the thought. I'm not into girls. Like, no. And also, so now with the pedophilia, she was afraid. She was afraid that she would do something to somebody's innocent little baby and she would go to jail and her parents would have to. And mind you, at this point, she was like, 17. And then her parents would have to pick her up and come and see her in jail. And she thought about it. And then she's going to die in jail. And then even if she comes out, nobody's going to want to associate because she's a pedophile. And then she would have to get onto the register. And this is OCD. And it just went, it spiraled until at a certain point she had to go. She had to go to psychiatric, right? And she had to, like, she had a breakdown. So she had to be sedated. She had to be taken in to be taken care of. And that is how the psychiatrist now started dealing with her. The psychiatrist started dealing with her, started talking to her. And through this, that is now how they diagnosed the OCD. And it's like, oh, okay. Like, so it's, so I'm not this, like, no, no, no. Your mind works a little bit different. Sometimes you just obsess about a few things and sometimes you just run with it and it's absolutely wild. And we know it's not supposed to be like this, but unfortunately life is like that. And this is what you're having. So how did I get it? We will not know how you got it because it is what it is. Sometimes there's a gene, sometimes it's genetics, sometimes it's nothing, sometimes you get it from the parents, sometimes the parents are undiagnosed, so at this point you're the only crazy one in your family. It is what it is. So this is me reading up because I'm feeling some kind of way, right? And I'm thinking that it is year-end fatigue. I'm thinking that, like, oh, maybe I'm just tired. Maybe I need to take leave. Maybe I need to go. But even on the days that I was off, I was still off. And I remember, because we're on the fourth story, right? I remember walking past, locking up my house and then walking past. And I looked down, right? And I thought to myself, like, if I jump... If I jump, and then I was like, no, you can't do that. You're people's mother. Like, never mind the fans. Never mind everybody else, but the kids, though. How do you explain that? Like, my mom was just having suicidal ideation, and so it was a thought, and it was a thought that came in passing. Right? And I'm fatigued. I'm not a big eater. I'm just big boned. Okay. So don't think that I demolish plates. Like, I'm big boned. I'm a herro. Ah, you know, I'm just big boned, naturally big boned. So I'm not a big eater. So even with the appetite change, I didn't think anything of it. I just assumed. I like drinking things. You know, I like smoothies. I like soup. Soup is my favorite. I like soup. Even in the heat, I will drink soup. I will... Soup. I think it's because I'm a lazy chewer. I'm a lazy chewer. So life continues. I go to work. I do my thing. All of it. And then I started doing extramural activities after work. Now, if you guys know me, you guys know that I knock off at 12 o'clock. So roughly, I'm home by 12:30. What extramural activities could I possibly be doing at midnight, if not just going to bed? I started cleaning. I started doing laundry. I'm washing the walls. I'm washing the masperis. I'm washing windows. I'm cleaning. So this is happening on Monday. This is happening on Tuesday. This is happening on Wednesday. So now my nanny is sitting there and she wakes up to a completely clean house. And also my daughter's, because my daughter is two, my daughter's food is already done. She's like, I don't know what to do today. I'm like, you can just sit and relax, okay? I got this. Yeah? And I'm also the same person that's up at 7 o'clock. So if I'm sleeping at 5 and I'm up at 7, what's up? When am I really getting sleep? So that means my sleep pattern is disrupted. But then again, I'm not thinking anything about it. I'm just thinking I'm not feeling well. I'm not all right. Maybe I can just get a little bit of dopamine here and there. Maybe I can just wear myself out and tucker myself out. Maybe. You know, I'm just trying to find remedies. But also I'm thinking like, you know, the hospital has cues. Mad cues. So I'm thinking like, oh, maybe I should just wait for them to load the medical aid because I had kind of depleted it already. So let me just wait for them to load it. Yeah, no, let me just wait. And I'm not thinking anything drastic of it. I'm just thinking like, okay. So then I think it was around 3 weeks ago. I had a full-on breakdown. Like, full-on mental breakdown. Like, I'm so tired. Like, yeah, I had that. Luckily, it wasn't in town. You know? Because I've had a mental breakdown in town before. When my friend passed away. And he committed the S word. So when he passed away, I think I took very long to start mourning him. And then one day it just hit me like, bam, my friend is gone. And I was sitting in, I was in Vern Hill of all places. And I just sat down. Yeah, I just had a full on breakdown. Like, and it's very difficult to explain that I'm having a breakdown about somebody that passed away 3 months ago. Because it's usually more understandable or relatable to people if it just happened today or it happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there and I'm having a breakdown and man's is like, yo, emotional despair. Yeah. Emotional despair, emotional crisis. You're in a crisis. Cause you know, I teach you guys psychology. I teach you guys so that you guys know what to do. So he's emotional despair. Okay. So let's go to the hospital. So first of all, I go to a psychologist and I was already on stress medication because I've been stressed. I've been so hella stressed. And then also I am on blood pressure medication because I've got now high blood pressure and I've got mad stress. And I'm thinking like, oh, and stress medication, no way. I just, it's one of those where you can't really pinpoint what's wrong. If you can pinpoint what's wrong, then good for you. But if you can't pinpoint what's wrong, then you are almost like me, right? And I'm like, I'm just, can't really put words to it, can you? Like, yeah, that's exactly how I felt inside. And that's exactly how I felt on the outside. And also I've started noticing that my anger, the anger that I feel, if I get upset about something, it's like a hot flash. It's like a wave. It's like a hot flash of heat that just comes and it goes all the way until here. And then that means I will have a headache from hell just because I got angry for like 5 seconds. And I was like, but Mara, who's that? So my anger was just completely like, and it's not me. So that's how I was like, yeah, ne? I don't think I'm feeling well. Can do vitena mbela. Shindatara can do vitena waka. And also, I started just going. Now, if you know just going, that means just going. Okay. So you just get up. If you take a shower that day, you are lucky. Luckily, I work alone at night. So nobody can tell me nothing. So I started just going, you know, just going. So I'm showing up. I don't really mind coming to work with pajamas because I work at night and I'm alone. And also sometimes it's cold, it's drizzling, but this was more than just pajamas, Nana. This was throwing on whatever I could find. So this is me wearing a trouser and a dress on top of it and then a jacket and then most probably high heels and no ekenisa. And that's how I look at work. And I started just going. And then also the started just going also went on to personal hygiene where when last did you bath? It's like, I don't go anywhere. So yeah. I don't go anywhere, so why do I need to bath, you know? And even when the bath does happen, it's one of those where it's such an extramural activity that it is not a bath that is like 20 minutes. It's most probably a bath that is 1 hour because I have to now hype myself up. Like, and then we'll feel better, especially when we get into bed. Then we'll have sleep hygiene, bed hygiene. Then we're going to be okay. But I have to hype myself up 1 hour before I actually take a shower. Nobody needs hyping for a shower. No one. And that's how I started noticing that I'm not 100. Cabeza non trabalho isso. Eh? I'm like, cabeza. Cabeza, pero that surrender, of who? So, all in all, I had the breakdown, and then Mans is like, no, okay, shall we go? Went to the psychologist. The psychologist is like, let's just talk about it. You know, let's just talk about it. And we spoke about it. And then there was a sense of coolness that came. Like, I felt better. And this is also my go-to guy, right? This has been somebody that has been around for maybe 15 years. And he always, there's something. He tells me straight. It's not these things of figure out your own self, like figure out your things yourself. Let's talk about it until you figure it out. Like, we don't do that. No, we don't do that. As we just jump straight, which are what you did was correct. What you did is absolutely okay. What you did was you saved yourself and you did this. What you did was this and this and this. So you tell me what you did and I explain to you what you did so that you understand it. Not these things of, so what do you think you did? And I see it a lot with psychologists because apparently they're not supposed to. They're not really supposed to give you the answers because you're supposed to think about it. But if I'm in distress, when am I going to think about it, bruh? I don't know. That's why I'm here. Right? So I got my dose of psychology. I sat. You know, therapy, I said through my therapy session, I think we did 2 hours because it was a crisis, right? And I was not even on the schedule. So it was a crisis. And then my stress levels came down to a certain degree. And also, you know, psychologists don't prescribe medication. They talk to you. They talk you down. They do applied, they do talk therapy, and maybe some do prescribe maybe antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications. I'm not too sure, but with mine, that doesn't happen. It doesn't go down like that. Okay. So yeah. And then this was like Friday, right? And I'm like, okay. So Friday I come to work still, you know, I'm still going to work, guys. Work ethic. You need an employee like myself. Pray for an employee like the matriarch. So, I mean, I'm coming to work. Even if I have to crawl in, I will come to work because I'm grateful. Gratitude because I'm grateful. So I come to work and I try my best. And I'm still, you know, I'm still soldiering on. I'm still getting the soldiering on. And Saturday comes, I come to work. Sunday comes, and then I think that was like the final straw. I didn't get out of bed from Saturday and Sunday. I think I only got out of bed to use the lavatory. And apart from that, I'm just in bed. And my food is being brought to me. It looks very romantic. It sounds very romantic, but it isn't. It is because somebody is unwell. Right? And I was unwell. And so Monday comes and the man's is like, no, let us go to the hospital. So now, private psychiatrist, right, is because they're specialists, because they're normal, ordinary doctors that specialize in psychology or specialize in mental affairs or specialize in the brain and human behavior. So they are classified as specialists. Now, a specialist is $5,800 to see, right, in some cases, because they're specialists. And also some medical aids like mine did not cover that particular one. It did not cover the psychiatrist. But also, I am a fan of state. I'm a fan of state because they have, state hospital has state-of-the-art medication. It doesn't have medication where you have to come like you drink today and you're not feeling better and then tomorrow you have to come back. It's not like that. So I don't have a problem with state. So at some point, right, we get to the point of, let's get you ready, mommy. Let's get you ready. What you wearing? I'm like, I'm wearing a skirt and I'm wearing a top. And what are you putting on your hair? Are you putting on hair? Or are you putting on a dookie? Are you putting on a hat? Or what do you feel like? I said, I feel like nothing. And then he's like, let's put on the wig. Then he combed the wig so that I look appropriate. And there we go. Get into the car. We go to the hospital and we go to psychiatry. So we get there and you know, your girl doesn't hide nothing. So you guys have known that me, I go and get my mental well-being checked out. So here's my card. So here's my card, right? So we get there and I think the cards are full because I go, you know, I really honestly, I care about myself and I feel that, my brain and my mind, right, is my biggest asset as an individual. My biggest asset is my mind because I can do so much with my mind. You know, I don't really, I also mind body stuff, but for body stuff, I can delay, but mind stuff, I don't play with mind stuff because I don't want to check out one day. I don't want you to find me at the street corner picking up undoha. Like, I don't want that. I don't want my children to have no mother because their mother is not feeling well and she's running around, you know. And this can happen. It's not that it's only for some people. No. Like I said, I have a friend of mine that was state of the art, masters and everything. And today, you know. So, I say this because I would like to put emphasis on not feeling well. And if you know it's not body stuff, if you don't have a broken nothing, if you don't feel anything within your stomach, like a physical pain, and sometimes physical pains of the gut, right, is anxiety, it's depression. And you don't know this because, I mean, like my stomach is paining every day. Your stomach is paining. Why is your stomach paining every day? Right? Like, are you not eating the same food that everybody's eating? Like, how's your mood? You know, like, do you get out of, and one of the questions that I was also asked, right, was, do I wake up in the morning and I feel tired? Yes. Do I wake up in the morning and I don't feel like doing anything? Yes. I don't end up not doing anything. I feel like it. It is a feeling. It is not an activity that I'm doing. You see the difference? So I wouldn't think anything's wrong with me because I still go about my business. I still go out there to do what I need to do. You know why? Because I'm not in this life alone. There are so many people that depend on me. There are so many people that that need me to live up to my responsibilities. So I show up. No matter how I'm feeling, I show up. So we get there and I see the psychiatrist. So this is Central Hospital Psychiatric, right? And this was like what? What day is it? It was Monday. It was this Monday. So I get there and we're sitting. So the psychiatrist asks like, how are you feeling? I'm like, I'm exhausted. I don't feel good. And also I've got flashes, you know, because I'm very concerned. I've never had flashes in my life. I'm very concerned. Like, whoa. Because we know what schizophrenia does, like, woo! We don't, and also we don't put anything beneath us. You can never ever say that you're never going to be an alcoholic. You can never ever say you're not going to be a drug addict. You can never ever say that you're not going to be a murderer. You can never ever say that you're never going to go crazy. You can never ever say nothing about life because life is unpredictable. If you knew that today would be the last day that you were sane, would you still be sane today? Because you would just go crazy in advance. If you knew that tomorrow is chai latte for your gedachtes, you wouldn't gel with it. And that is why some things like our deaths and our experiences, right, are mysteries. Because most of us won't be able to handle what is our future looking like. And it's all because of choices, right? We were talking about it the other day with a friend of mine, that said, if I knew I was going to end up a drug addict with absolutely nothing, right? I would have changed my decision. Yeah. I would have changed my decision, and I would have, you know, like done things a little bit different. I think we have a lot of people from Angola watching us, but okay. Hola, boa tarde. Estou, hey. Okay, but we'll continue. All right, Walter. If you have just joined us, we're also live on Facebook. So I'm using a lot of hand signals and eye signals, and we're doing this. So I had my evaluation, right? Of how you're feeling, what's wrong, like how you're doing it. And I give props to Ministry of Health. You know, I give props to Ministry of Health. I give props to psychiatric. Yeah. I give props to them because the amount of people, you guys are so worried, yeah, about going to that hospital. But what would you say if you showed up anyways? If you just tried for you, if you just fought for yourself, nobody's going to fight for you. I promise you. And I'm trying to fight for you in the best way that I know how. And I'm trying to advise you, indagoshpangero, if you're not feeling well. Indagoshpangero, if you're having funny thoughts. Indagoshpangero, if you have not been happy for a while. Indagoshpangero, if you are overly happy and you don't understand it. Because sometimes with feel good emotions, right? We never think that there's something wrong. And it just happens. Like you might be manic. Right? And you're just giving away all the money and you're just chilling and you're just drinking and then you're just having fun. You're waking up in Swakop and then tomorrow you're in Luderitz and you think that it's absolutely normal because you're a young person and this is reckless behavior and it's normal, but it's not. It's not normal. It's not normal. Like, no, it's not. So go to the hospital, please. Even I go and I'm not ashamed. I'm airing out my dirty laundry in front of millions of people watching, right? And I'm not ashamed. I'm telling you that one day you're going to meet me in psychiatry and we're going to be sitting there getting our BP checked. And I'll be like, oh, hey, like, I hope you feel better, you know? So we are sitting there. And first of all, the people that you will see there, and I don't need you to be a chattermouth, by the way, because if you are there, you are also having a problem. So I don't want you going out there and going to name drop and do what with people, because people are fighting for their mental health and it's not your place to be telling people, guess who I saw at the hospital, Taiko Psychiatry, because you wouldn't even say that you were also at psychiatry. You would say that you saw them going to psychiatry, but Kanti, you guys were sitting in the row together. Like, don't do that. Like, let's try and help each other. Let's try and be kind to one another. Like, I'm so grateful for the people that are kind to me. It even makes me cry when somebody's kind to me because I know that people don't have to be kind. They choose. Be kind. So I'm sitting there and I see a lot of people. You people's mothers, you people's aunties, you people's girlfriends, you people's boyfriends. There's a guy that was on a whole skateboard, right? And he looked rough. You see? He looked rough. He looked like he had seen better days. But he was there to pick up his medication. Imagine that. Now you are sitting in your flat and you think you are perfectly fine. You get angry and you are slamming doors and you are breaking windows and you think that there's nothing wrong with you. Apparently girlfriends are just like that when people cheat. Do you know what? Do you know what is scary, ladies and gentlemen? There's these videos of there are these videos of men pretending, right, to be with another woman in their homes. So usually the guy is like laying down and then he's got like maybe a wig or something and he looks like hella jol, you know, it looks like a person. Do you know what is disturbing and how I know that many of us have mental disorders, right? It's the fact that people pick up extremely dangerous objects to beat this supposed woman, or this supposed woman that is with their man. We think it's funny, right? Up until somebody gets killed because they are in a relationship with somebody that said that they are not in a relationship, Kanti, they are in a relationship. So for me, if I did that prank and somebody and Habibi came and he pulled out a gun and he shot the doll, I would know that I'm not safe. Straight. I would know that I'm not safe because then this is violent behavior. You guys condone bad behavior. I was just really angry and that's why I hit you with a pen. So now I've got a scar from here to here because you were really angry. That is psychological. That is psychological straight up. Because normal people with normal boundaries, with normal reasoning, don't hurt other people. There's something wrong. Like, why do you feel the need to stab someone? There's something wrong. And you guys are laughing like, oh my goodness, that girl that just took, you know, that just took a sword and just stabbed through. What if you stabbed your person? Would it still be funny? And in most cases, that partner that is pulling the prank, in most cases, when you look at their face, right, you will see that there's a switch that happens in that moment. This is when they realize that they are dealing with a psychopath. They are dealing with a very dangerous, dangerous person. Because, I mean, you're picking up a whole baseball bat and you're hitting on the head. Because talking is impossible or what? And also, you can't control another person. But you guys find it okay. Like, yeah, you guys are zoothering each other's wigs out for dudes in town square and showing us your buttocks because you guys don't wear underwear and showing us your buttocks. And you guys think that that is absolutely normal behavior. Many of us, we are walking around with undiagnosed psychological issues. And you guys think that the mental hospital is only for those that are mental, but you don't even understand what mental means. English. Anyhow. So as I was saying, me the patient, so I was sitting there with a lot of you know who's, a lot of great people, you know, a lot of people that you see everywhere. Yeah. A lot of us waiting for medication. And I was so impressed by the guy on the skateboard, because the guy on the skateboard looked like he had seen better days and he's having a rough time in life. But I give him a round of applause for actually skating all the way to the hospital to make sure that he has his medication before the holidays, so that he doesn't go and give his family tough time because of what may be wrong. You understand? So I go inside and I'm talking to the doctor, and the doctor and I are chilling. We're talking, yeah. Like, yes. So we're doing symptoms. All right. Pregnancy test negative. Because they have to rule it out. You can't just go there saying, I just feel very fatigued and I'm very weak and I'm very tired. Hello. That's our symptoms. Can you go and pee in that cylinder? Like, whoa, guys. Like, yeah, ne? Can you go and pee in that cylinder? Fine. Pregnancy test negative. Okay, cool. Because, whoa. And also part of the emotion. Part of the distresses that I had was, part of the distresses that I had was also my monthly my menstruation. Yeah. My menstruation had not come like in the past 6 months, 7 months. And I'd been extremely worried. I'm enjoying. Don't get it twisted. I'm enjoying. Eh? Just run. Just run. But that has been part of the concerns that I also brought up. And, due to stress, this is how you know. I even thought, Mr. Google and I even thought I was going into early menopause. And I'm 34. I thought like, I was going into early menopause, Mutu. Like, because it's been 7 months. And also I get the hot flashes, you know, I get the what? So it must be early menopause. And I like the fact that you can stress yourself out on the internet with trying to diagnose yourself and then still go to the doctor and then the doctor just clarifies everything. I like the fact that you can do this, but also I like high stress places. I think, I don't know. I like putting myself in high stress situations. I guess psychological help needed here. So I went in and I was talking about my symptoms. So now I asked like, hey, periods, why? Who come? Like, what's happening? Like, what's up? And the doctor says like, because your body, right? Your body keeps score of everything that has ever happened to you. All the traumas, all the joys, all the pain, all the excitement, it keeps score. So right now, because you have been so stressed and so under pressure, right? Your body had just decided that it's basically just going to withdraw and just keep to itself for a little while because you're going through a lot and you're already working up a lot of energy just trying to stay alive, just trying to continue, just trying to not, you know, yourself. So, I would think like, I don't look it, right? I don't think I look it at all, but I am. Okay. I don't think I look it, but this is a reminder today. This is a reminder to not judge a book by its cover. This is a reminder to show you kuchahela. We're all going through things, eh? And other people's things are big. Big. Also, just like yours. So, vele. I give my symptoms and we do the thing. We do the pregnancy test, body weakness, headaches, emotional, you know, psychological distress, 34-year-old female. And so we go through the poor appetite. And also there's, do you feel hopeless? I'm like, no, I'm very hopeful. Why? Because I'm smart, Moss. Eh? I'm most clever. I know the symptoms of depression. I know which side she's trying to go. And Mina in my head, I'm like, I got OCD or complex trauma. Eh? It's not depression. Because depression, I'm not sleeping, Moss. Eh? Because I'm smart. I'm smart. I'm clever. And also, I've been there before. Experience is the best teacher. So do you feel hopeless? No, I don't feel hopeless. And then she's like, what's hopeless? I'm like, yeah, just feeling like there's no hope. It's like, okay. So do you feel like you're doing a good job? And I was like, no. Do you feel like you're okay? I'm like, no. Is that not hopeless? I was like, it could be. We are not here to fight. You are the one that went to medical school. I trust you, Dr. Newawa. Dr. Newawa, I trust you. The queen, Ekera, Dr. Newawa. I trust you. Me Maria, Maria Newawa. She was my doctor. So we do. Okay, so we're doing hopeless. And then we are doing a poor appetite. I'm like, well. And it's like, did you lose weight? Like, well, like, I don't really lose weight. I don't think I lose weight, Mina. Like, I'm a hetero hun, guys. I don't. Yeah, nanganga. Like, I ain't nanga everywhere except my bum. My bum and my hips stay in place and formation no matter what. I can even have a whole collarbone situation. But my bum and my thighs, they stay the same. I can be going through a lot. I can even faint out of hunger. But I still got bum and thigh. It is what it is. So I was like, I don't think so. Like, how many times do you eat? Like, I don't really want to eat. Like, okay. What would you prefer to eat? How about soup? Why? Because then I have to drink it. I'm not eating soup like you people. No. Me, I like the soup that's like Caucasian people soup. The one that's not this one's of chunks and chunks inside. Like, whoa. I like soup. Like, I like those things of kappa soup kind of things. I'm a bougie. I almost said another word, but you know. I'm bougie, okay? So. Loss of appetite. Oh, poor appetite. Insomnia. When do you sleep? I'm like, well, the thing is that the house is kind of dirty. So I knock off at 12 o'clock, right? And the house is kind of dirty. And I just feel like I got to clean. And then I just also have to prepare everything for tomorrow so that tomorrow is going to be set. And mind you, we are in holiday. The children are not going to school. So set for what, ma'am? Set for morning time. You know, I just want morning time to be set, Moose. Volgens. It's like, okay, so then what time do you sleep? I'm like, oh, sometimes 4 a.m., sometimes 5, sometimes 3. It just really depends on the workload. And then she asked, do you create the workload yourself? I'm like, what do you mean? Well, it kind of sounds like you go and look for things to clean. Because if you cleaned yesterday, it must still be clean. But I got kids. Even the windows need the extra cleaning tomorrow again. I was like, okay, yeah, insomnia. All right, so you're not sleeping. Okay, cool. Sleeps from 3 a.m. Feels very, very stressed. Zero. Then it was not feeling, not hear. So there are other questions like, do you hear voices? And I'm like, no. Then she puts a cross. You don't hear voices. There's no visuals, hallucinations, and then suicidal ideation. I told her about that one time of the jumping. And then she's like, yeah, that was one time a couple of months ago. Relax. Homicidal fatigue, and I'm like, no. And then she's like, okay, cool. So then they also do evaluations, right? That's why go as yourself, all right? When you go to the hospital, Liffy, go as yourself. Go the way you feel. Hello, Volfus Bay. Thank you so much for watching on our Facebook Live, on our Facebook page. So go as yourself so that you can get the assistance that you need, okay? I love you so much. Don't forget. I love you so much and I want you guys to be okay. I'm so tired of reading the paper and hearing what you guys have done to yourselves because there's so much assistance. And I'm no special, right? I'm no special, but I want to live. I want to live. I want to be there. And I want to see you guys elevate into the people that you guys are supposed to be. I'm a humanitarian. So I am for the human being. I love everything that you guys are doing that is good. So I want you to live. And if I can assist you by sharing my experiences, by sharing my diagnosis, by sharing my things with you, then I'm happy to do that. So please, if there's anything, if you feel like you are not fine, right? And you think that it is not body, right? But you can't think that it's mind either. Go. If family members, if you guys see that your personal person is not okay, right? Take them. Take them and tell them that let's go together. In most cases, we're so embarrassed about going to psychiatric. Right? Because there's so much stigma around it. So you go get treated too. There's a doctor. There's a general practitioner. These are the types of doctors that are there, right? There's a general practitioner. There's a psychiatrist. And then there's a psychologist. Just waiting for you. There are also social workers, etc., OT, occupational therapy people. It's a whole entire hospital. There's even Ombete. There's even, like, it's a hospital. Go. Go with your personal person. Go tell your personal person that I've seen that you have been unhappy for a very long time. And I get that it's a job, right? Because young people are, you guys are so depressed about not getting work. But do you know that if you get out of the funk of depression and you start getting cured from that, right? There are higher spirits that will come. Do you know that? Do you know that most probably also part of the reason that you're not getting a job right now is because your energy is off? So now when you are sending your application in with an energy of desperation, it is the universe listens. If you're not fine, then the things that you're doing are not fine. And it will not be received as fine either. You can be desperate and you drink poison, right? Because you are desperate. But how about, right, we fix our mind. And when we fix our mind, right, we now have the mental capacity to actually think forward. To actually think forward. To actually, like, to allow ourselves. You know that charm and that charisma that you had, right? The charm and the charisma that you had before you went into despair, into desperation, into hopelessness, into feeling like a failure. Because you didn't get a job, everybody in your class got a job. Or maybe maybe whatever is happening, right? And you're now not in a good space. Do you think that even when you go for your interviews, you're going to be in the best space that you're going to be in? Do you think that you're going to give your best if you are not in your best era? Do you think that? Personally, I don't. And that's how I know. And that's how I know, because I knew, right, that I was slacking. You guys know me. I'm a very active and I'm a very bubbly person. But for the past month or two, right, I haven't been that. And that in itself gave me distress. Like, I'm struggling. You are not going to perform. You are not going to get the job. By the way, let me just tell you this. If you are not going to get the job because you're going to go there in your depressed era, you are forgetful. You are not answering properly. You don't even have the charisma and the charm because life has beat you down. You won't get the job. And it will make you more depressed than you already are. And I'm just saying, right? Kucha, how about Pamwenga? We go and get ourselves checked out to make sure that we are not in distress like that. And we can actually function properly. Because if I'm desperate, if I'm a graduate, if I'm looking for a job, you don't even have to be a graduate. You're looking for a job day in, day out, right? And you have spent all your money on the CV printing. You have spent all your money on Wi-Fi because you also have to put it online and then you have to throw it in the box. And then you also have to, you have done everything you could. Frustration pops up. Anger pops up. Resentment pops up. Shame pops up. Guilt pops up. You cannot tell me that you're not feeling these emotions. But I'm telling you that these emotions, even though you want to classify them as normal, you have been feeling these emotions for the past 6 months and you think that it's nothing? Go to the hospital. Go to the hospital. Talk to the doctor. Tell the doctor, like, I feel like a failure. Because all my friends are having jobs and I'm the only one that's jobless. Now I can't even go out with them. You can even go and talk just the way I'm talking because you are most probably feeling this, right? You're most probably feeling the anger, which I hate. Like, hey, everybody got a job and I'm the only one that's sitting at home and I don't have a job. I didn't even get an internship and everybody is living their lives. My friend bought a car the other day. I'm not jealous of my friend. I also just want my portion. I want what is mine. The doctor will be able to give you something, right? That helps you become calm, helps your mind adjust, helps your thoughts adjust, right? Because in a clear mind, nana, eh, bubukiri, in a clear mind, that is exactly the thing that is going to make you say, kucha. Maybe because I'm an accountant, I can go from business to business to business. Eh? And I can tell them, I'm going to do your books and then you guys give me a 300. No, let me try that. What do I have to lose? I'm just sitting at home. What do I have to lose? But you will not have that brain, that brilliant idea when your mind is in a trap. You will not. Eh? You won't. You're stuck in a relationship with somebody that makes you feel unhappy and you feel trapped and you guys are going to get married and you think like, yeah, but I have to, but I need to go see the doctor. Go see the doctor and tell them your situation. They'll tell you straight, kucha, yeah, you're feeling guilt because you make this person pregnant and you feel like it is your obligation to get married to this person, but you actually don't love this person and you don't see yourself spending the rest of your life with this person and you don't want to be there. So, you take this, it will clear your thoughts and you will know what to do. Because nobody's going to tell you what to do, right? But they can give you medication to help you adjust. Psychiatrists now. Help you adjust into yourself again so that you can make the correct choices. Because when you are on the meds, right, you can also sit fiance down and tell her. Instead of killing yourself, like honestly, instead of committing the S word, right? Go and sit the person down and tell the person, like, to be honest, I just wanted to marry you out of guilt. I felt bad that I gave you 5 kids, but I'm not ready to get married. I might have the money to get married, but I'm not ready to get married. I don't even like you like that. But you can say this, right? When you have assistance and you are also capable of standing for the consequences that are going to come from the decision that you made to save yourself. You'll be able to stand. I promise you'll be able to stand. But you won't be able to stand if you're 6 feet underground. We're all thinking that it's other issues. But all of this it's catastrophic. In all honesty, it's catastrophic that we are struggling with this so much. Another example would be you are in debt. Now, when you talk about your debt, everybody says like, yeah, but we're all in debt. Like, I didn't ask about you. I'm talking about myself. If you wanted to talk about your debt, why didn't you bring up your debt first before I started talking? Now you want to make the story about you while I'm telling you my problem. I'm in debt. I'm in debt and I can't handle it and I can't afford nothing. Mara, if you were na, before you done put yourself in the ceiling with a rope, nana, go to the hospital first. Yeah, but what will the hospital do? The hospital will give you medication so that you can think straight because now your mind is in a corner. Like that's what's happening to you, boo. Your mind is in a corner. You are a brilliant person. Like, you are brilliant. You have gotten yourself out of many situations. What makes you think that you're all of a sudden you're stupid? Like, you're not stupid. Your mind is in a corner. It's in a corner. It can't go anywhere. It's in a corner. Get your medication. Go and see the doctor. Get your medication and see how you feel after that. Then you know that you have tried. See how you feel. Chomi. See how you feel about it. See if you're still thinking the same. See if you're thinking suicidal ideation. See if you're still thinking that. Give yourself a fair fighting chance. It's not even for the people that you're leaving behind, Boothang. It's not, Kero. It's not for the people that you're leaving behind. I just want you to have a fair chance at this thing called life. Because you never know. Because in 2 days' time, your luck was about to change. Because then, umahangwe no heamo. Eh? Like, you got two cars. Like, this is how bad some situations with our minds are. You've got two vehicles, right? And you got two vehicles and you got a gang of debt and you are unhappy and etc., right? And there's nothing in that moment, there's nothing in your mind that is telling you sell one vehicle. Nothing. Why? Because you are in a corner. There's nothing in your mind that's telling you sell one vehicle so that you can clear out this debt and this debt, and then by next year they'll debt management. You know, there's nothing in your mind that's telling you like that because you feel like you are in a corner because you have put your mind on lockdown. Your mind is on lockdown. Your mind is on lockdown and you need assistance. You need help. I want you guys to share this video. Yeah? I want you guys to share this video as far as you can so that those that are out there that are going to through all of this, especially in this festive season. Imagine going home and everybody has money and everybody is living large and you don't have. This might give you, like, this might break your heart. But are you when, if you are on your meds, I'm gonna be fine. Doctor said I'm gonna be great. Huh? And now hold on manga meme, only 6 people are watching. No problem, because this is a video that stays online. So you can come and watch it later. You can come and check the views later. No problem at all. And then Kavari, let's see what you had to say. Sometimes student nurses are disturbing us. Imagine you are not fine. You decide to go to the clinic and maybe you are itching on the urethra and all of the private parts. All right. Let's go with private parts. Let's see more over here. Let me just touch base. Okay. All right. Then there is private parts. Sorry, I didn't hear the question. I know, man. Like, I was very serious. Okay. Let me ask you guys, because I get this a lot, right? Let me ask this question. Why do you care? Are these student nurses from your house? Are these student nurses from your village? Are these student nurses people that are significant to you? Do you know how many people are seen on a daily basis? What makes you special? The problem here, Kavari, is that you think you are special. You think that your body part, yeah, or your body parts are so special and you don't want student nurses to look at them. And that's why you go home and you didn't get assistance because you are afraid that a student nurse or a student doctor is going to see your genitalia. Do you know that these people see thousands of people? Why would they remember you? Who are you? An absolute nobody. Also, we have to respect other people's professions. Let's talk about it. We have to respect other people's professions, right? When you are in the business of bodies, you no longer see it as attractive, as cute, as what? You see it as a sick body that needs to be assisted. That is how doctors, That is how doctors think. That is how nurses think. That is how masseuse think. That is how chiropractors think. That is how swim coach think. That is how gymnast coach think. That is how people that deal with human body think. Now, you guys are so embarrassed of student nurses and student doctors, right? That you guys go home without being treated for the correct thing because you are self-conscious about the student sister that is not even going to remember your name at all. Because per day they see 6,000 people. They most probably saw somebody else's genitalia before yours. After yours, they will see another genitalia again. After that, they will open somebody's genitalia so that they can take out stitches. So you are not getting your treatment because you are afraid of student nurses and student doctors that don't even know you. Because you ain't that important. Relax. You're not that important. Oh my goodness. This person is so important. And even if you were, right? People take oaths to serve and protect. Part of the protection is not disclosing your things, confidentiality. Now you people think that, so we must respect you and your mechanic prices and your mechanic job. We must sit there and wait for our car to get fixed and trust that you're going to do it correctly because we are not mechanics. But you don't want to trust somebody that went to school to go and study bodies. Right? And you don't want to trust them? Hmm? Ah, no. All right? Let's do better. So anyhow, so I'm sitting there. So yeah, I was telling you guys about, first of all, you are not, I promise, you are not going to do a good job if your mind is not in a good space. Your interviews are not working because you are not going there with full confidence. You're not going there with a face that is appealing because you are unhappy. You're not going there with an energy of somebody that we want to work with because you're not feeling well. And we can read energy. You're not feeling well. So how about you go to the hospital? Go to the hospital. Go tell the psychiatrist, because I'm feeling like this. I think I'm depressed or something because I don't really feel like getting out of bed. Like, I'm very demotivated. I'm very what? You know? You go talk about it. Talk about it. Because there might be an answer. And, I was talking to a psychiatrist, right? Prior to me, I'll finish with my story, but I was, intervals, advertisement breaks. So I was talking to a psychiatrist. His name is Erastus. Dr. Erastus, and he was talking about medication for aggression. Now, I'm a big believer in medication. I'm a big believer in African medication. I'm a big believer in spiritual medication. I'm a believer in pharmaceuticals as well. I believe in all kinds of medication. If you said that, ooh, this water, according to tradition, this water, it takes away eyebrows, I will, yes. Yeah, of course. Of course it does. Yeah. If you're telling me that this is medication for this, I was like, yeah, of course there is. Right? And he was talking about medication for aggression. Like people that are irritable, people that are aggressive, right? There's medication. And I'm like, so you mean to tell me, Dr. Erastus, that there is medication for everything? And he's like, yes. As long as there is an action, there is a medication. As long as there is something that is being done, there is a medication for it. And I'm like, damn. Damn, damn, damn. So you guys don't have to live with your aggressive relatives anymore. They can just go to the hospital, please. Get their diagnosis. Drink their pill. Very chilled people. Nice. All right. So I finished and then I got now the prescription. So it was, also insomnia. Then after that, we went to the doses of the medication, right? So the medication. So the diagnosis is MDD, major depressive disorder. So you guys, I'm depressed, eh? Yeah. This is what a depressed person looks like. Yeah. This is what a depressed person looks like. Because we assumed this is somebody that's sleeping. Or I assumed. Because I've been the person that's sleeping. I've been the person that doesn't want to do nothing. I'm just like, yeah. That's why I was like, it can't be. It must be something else. It can't be. So it's major depressive disorder with a hint of OCD. With a touch. But yeah. So my diagnosis is MDD, which is a major depressive disorder. So I am major depressed. Okay. This is what depression looks like. This is me. Hi. My name is Elizabeth and I am depressed. Hi, Elizabeth. Yes. And then I had to now, after this, right? After the psychiatrist, we move to who? The psychologist. And this is all state. Right? This is all state. I paid $0. $0. I paid $0. Zero. Mm-hmm. No kakarata, because I already had okakarata. No kakarata. Maybe it's just petrol to get there. But apart from that, I paid $0. I saw a psychiatrist. And then we moved on to the psychologist. So, and this one was now the psychological department. Was screened and the report says severe stress, anxiety and depression. And, the prescription came. So the prescription that I got was fluoxetine. So, I'm smart. I like to read. So I went and researched what fluoxetine is and what it does and the benefits and the disadvantages and the side effects, if they have any. I went and dived in because that's what I do, because I cannot fight anything in my life without knowing what it is, right? So that's what I did. I went to research fluoxetine, and fluoxetine is like a magic drug. It's like a magic pill. It does so much. It regulates so much. It does inflammation. It literally goes into your body and then identifies the areas within your body that needs assistance. Because even if you, it's only that I didn't bring the paper. Even if you read the paper that comes out of the box, because you need to read. Like, are you guys not reading? Like, yeah, you open it. What it cures suicidal thoughts, it cures OCD, it cures depression or helps with depression, helps with suicidal, and it helps with anxiety, it helps with aggressive thoughts and behaviors, it helps with stress, anxiety, it has like 20 things. It's like a multitasking. It's like a multitasking pharmaceutical drug, this one. Pharmaceutical medicine, this one. Multitasking. Show me how. So, I got my meds. I paid $0. Pharmacy, paid $0. So, I got the Brufen. I got the Brufen. And the Brufen is anti-inflammatory because I've got a hernia, right? You remember that? I've got a hernia. Sometimes it hurts. And then I've got paracetamol for the headaches. But it was also told to me that I won't really need them, as fluoxetine takes away the pain, the headaches and stuff, because the headaches are now coming from tension and it's coming from stress and it's coming from the depression and it's coming from, okay. So I got paracetamol, Brufen, and then I also got one, two, 3. And then I got my fluoxetine, right? And then I was also supposed to get my, and then I got something for the sleep as well, sleeping pills. But they don't give you a lot. They just give you like enough to stabilize your sleep and to give you back your sleep pattern. And then I got my meds. Chomi, if I'm telling you, I was so in distress. I had to take 2, like first aid. I had to take 2. And this is all just Monday. Today is Saturday, guys. This is all just Monday. So I took 2. And then it was like this. Okay, so this is my mind, right? And it was like this. So my mind was like this, right? When I took my tablets in about 10 minutes, it was like this. The stresses, everything, the problems, they are still there, but I can now function. I can now like, oh, okay. So, all right, cool. Okay. So what are we going to do? All right, I'm going to do this. Like, okay, so how are we going to go about it? So, yes. Mm-hmm. While I'm waiting for the psychologist. By the time I got to the psychologist, my friend, to be honest, like in all honesty, I didn't feel I need the psychologist again. Because what am I going to talk about? I'm fine. Because 90% of the time, we know what our problems are. We just can't handle it. We know what's going on. We just can't handle it. We just can't handle it psychologically or emotionally. We can't handle it. But if we are assisted in any way to handle it, right? It would be magic. It's great, right? So I was like, I don't think I need to see the psychologist anymore. Cause now I've taken the meds, right? And I'm like, yeah, like whatever the hell that was, like, sure. But you know, I'm a citizen and I waited and then I went to the psychologist. And also I'm a patient. So I go, you know, so, I choose if I want to go to Paris, you know, Dr. Paris, or I want to go to Beulah, you know, yeah. So they both have my files. They both know who I am, you know, in terms of my medical history. So.
Onda karahandu yako parateza morwe data. Paife ohandimo kuyadi. Nondaka ne data no shoyo outu ngaraka mahupi. Onetwe kaimwe okufuta rumwe okuyinyinga rumwe okujapa ndali fio papa ndauka. Onda pumga onetwe kaoyo haidiradira ya fange. Omafikwa amwe ohandi streaming, omafikwa amwe ohandi popi, omafikwa amwe ohandi ninga ishe poshika ndoshimwe pamwe na parateza oyinda holora ame ishi pangere osho pa umwene diradira omakwata fanoni tata momkaro wili mwana pareka okutuma ko utumaraka oku streaminga noku denga pamwe na parates konga parates Namibia.
Always prepare. All right. As I was saying, because I got a little carried away as well today. Okay, so right now it's 3 o'clock. I got carried away as I was talking because there's so much to talk about, right? I was telling you that when you're going to the hospital, go as is, so that it is easier to diagnose. It helps you. It helps you. Go as you are. If you're feeling like pajamas, if you're feeling like what, right? Don't stress yourself trying to look presentable or whatever. Just go. Because they do have an evaluation as well. So what does they look like? What do they look like? Oh no, she's well kept. You know, they look at these things, well kept. She seems responsive. The mood is fine. Everything is going towards a good direction. And this is how they evaluate you as well. So I'm not talking about you people that, really belong in the loony bin and you want to go and trick the doctor. No, I'm just saying that go as you are so that you can get the assistance that you need. So that we went for psychological, we went for our psychology, all of that. And part of the questions was like, okay, lost a low mood, dysfunctional or functional. Those are the things that I do have: poor sleep, poor appetite, anxiety, stress, social stress as well. I have social stress. Okay. And, poor sleep, appetite, and also, yeah. And then what I don't have is suicidal ideation and, nomicidality. I don't know. Is it nomicidality? You doctors can tell us. Nomicidality. I don't have that. So it's like two things I don't have. Everything else I have. Okay. So this was with the psychologist, right? And then we talked talk therapy and then, coping and, coping skills and, tasking skills. And then we have the follow up date, which is next year for psychology. And that is my hospital card. Okay. That's my medical history. So I wanted you guys to hear my story out so that maybe you guys can also go. It's relatively empty these days. You know, it's relatively empty these days because everybody went to their houses. So you must probably only find two people there. It's just next to maternity on the other side. If you're going to go after hours, then you have to start at Karutura Hospital. That's where you're going to have to start. And then they will call a psychologist, psychiatrist on call to come and attend to you there at the hospital. If you're having psychological or emotional distress of any kind, if you feel overwhelmed, if you feel any kind of way, please go. Please go. Please go. Please go. And I think that it is the same. It is the same countrywide. It is all the departments, they are the same. So if you're in Oshakati, it's the same. Rundu, Katima, Luderitz, Mariental, Kietmans, wherever, it is the same. With public hospitals, okay? So, please, take it a little bit serious. So, before we dive into that, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to say goodbye. I just wanted to tell you guys about my depression. And I just wanted you guys to know. And also, the mobile is at 5% and it's going to go off and I don't want to leave you hanging. But all in all, I know what it's done for me. Too many are dead and gone. But all in all, ladies and gentlemen, so that was my ordeal. That was my diagnosis. That was Monday. Yeah? So I've been drinking my fluoxetine. And to be honest, I feel much better. I felt better the minute I drank it. Straight. I'm feeling more like myself. I'm feeling more better. And I can think clearly. And I'm okay. And obviously, maybe, right? There are going to be off days also. Maybe there are going to be days when I cannot cope. Maybe there are going to be days when I can cope. I don't know. But right now, this week has been great. For me, it has been great. To be honest, I haven't felt like myself the way I feel like myself recently. It's like this is my mind. This is it, but we are squishing, right? Now, after I started taking my meds and doing my talk therapy, now it's like this, right? So, freedom. And say what you need to say about it, but we are doing mental health, guys. We are doing mental well-being as we are doing that because as we don't want to die, we don't want to leave our families crying. We don't want things to get out of hand and we don't want to off ourselves one day because we are not coping. If you are not coping, if you're not feeling well, in there, just go. And talking, right? talking is important. Also, with people that are going for psychology things, right? The hospital card is free. It's free because how can they charge you when you're already in distress? So just go. That $4, but that $10. It's $10 and then consultation is $30, so it's $40. But if you are going for psychiatry, it's free. So I'm just saying, don't give up on yourself. Fight. Fight for yourself. Fight with all the tools that you have at your disposal. Fight. Don't give up on yourself just like that. Me, I'm fighting for me. But I'm also fighting for you. I love you so much. I wish you well. I wish you the best. And I hope that maybe my little story here, right, and my diagnosis can assist you to go and get yourself checked out, to go and see if you're absolutely 100. Because sometimes, right, it takes medical assistance for you to be okay. I know you can go to Onganga, and I know you can go to church. I know you can, right? But what do you have to lose by trying the medical route also? I'm just saying, absolutely nothing. Not even $4. You lose nothing by trying. So, try. And if you have a difficult loved one that is, call the police. Tell them that it's a mental patient. And then you section them. And then they are put inside and then only you can sign them out. And a hospital is not a place where you take your family members that you don't want. It is a place where your family members can get help. Okay? So, love and light to you from the Facebook gang. I appreciate you. I will see you again another time, most probably. But for now, we are going to continue with our program here live on Eagle FM. Please download our app and also tune in on the radio if you're watching from Windhoek or listening from Windhoek. This frequency is 104.0. And au revoir, Nana.
As long as I made it, as long as I made it, as long as I made it with you.
Same old stories, same old distant memories, same old talking, disagreeing about those same old apologies, same old feelings. Love is still alive. Crazy about you as the day I met you, till the day I die.
every second that I look at you. You're perfect to me. Every little moment that I spend with you is so amazing. You're my weakness. Don't you ever go. I'll always want you. I'll go to war. I'll always love you right. Oh. Every day and night, call me and I'll hold you. Despite the past, I will always treat you right. You're perfect to me.
Say these things, I don't believe it. I won't go away. I'm good at living in between what you believe in. I wish I could change. I'm trying to push it from my mind. These feelings that I hide, they won't go away. Let's just breathe for now. I'd hate to see you cry. I know that it would break me, but I don't think I'm ready to love you now. I'm trying to save your heart. I wish that you would let me. I know that rest in peace, you love me deep, so perfectly. Just know there's nothing I would change about you. Hearts don't break right on the line, it's never even.
the blessing. Blessings on blessings will follow me. Yes, I believe. You couldn't bring me this far to walk out on me. Your word is what I stand right on. It could never change on me, no. Even when I'm in the wrong, your grace is what carries me on.
Day by day, step by step, no, I'm not better than the next man.
Daddy, on me, you're protected. Because of you, there's no weapon that could ever form against me. No matter what this life may be,
put my trust in you only. You got control of what we can't see.
Freedom of tomorrow.
There's a price I pay. I was down low when I call your name. Cause I know who you are, you're the truth. You never told a lie on me. True to your words, it'll never change. God, your words is what I lean on. Hold my hands and I will follow you.
Day by day, step by step. No, I'm not better than the next man.
Daddy, on me, you're protected. Because of you, there's no weapon
could ever
form against me, no matter what this life may be.
Put my trust in you only. You got control of what we can't see.
We don't know tomorrow.
Friday, you've got to love Friday. Friday is like, Friday is the ultimate artist for 2025, please. Because, I mean, whoa. Hi. How you guys doing? My name is The Matriarch and we are taking one step at a time, one day at a time. We're breathing. We're grateful. We're sending gratitude to those that held us down for this year. And wonderful, hey? I can say I have a list of beautiful people that have held me down through my trials and my tribulations. And I wouldn't have it any other way. So this is for you. I love you forever.
Yeah, I'm on the stage right now. Singing your favorite song, look in the crowd, you know where to be found as they sing along. I say, you look good without no makeup, no lashes, even better when you wake up. I see the look on your face, I see you hiding the hate. I see you looking for someone to scoop you right off your feet. You wanna ride in the rain, you wanna go out on dates. You want somebody to come bring you flowers. Someone that talks for hours. Wash your back while y'all sit in the shower. Someone to tell you you're beautiful. Someone to tell you it mean it. Someone to tell you I love you every day and don't got a reason. You want someone to bring you peace. Someone to help you sleep. Someone to pick you up when you're feeling down, feeling lonely. Somebody who can make it better. Somebody who can open up those gates. Open up those gates to your heart. Only if you'll let me. I'm on the stage right now. Singing your favorite song. Look in the crowd, you know where to be found as they sing along. I say, you look good without no makeup. No lashes, even better when you wake up. I see the look on your face. I see you looking for peace. I see you tired of the hurt, tired of the pain, tired of the nights where you can't get no sleep. I see you tired thinking about if you cheat. See you tired thinking about if you're leaving. See you tired of being so tired. You damn sure ain't getting even.
Somebody who can make it better. Somebody who can open all those gates. Open up those gates to your heart. Only if you're listening.
I'm on the stage right now. Singing your favorite song. Look in the crowd, you know where to be found as they sing along. I say, you look good without no makeup. No lashes, even better when you wake up.
Love. We have a bond that's unbreakable.
I'm taking you guys down memory lane as we are fast approaching the end of our program. Without you here by my side, when your love brought me to the light,
it feels so different being here.
I was so used to being next to you.
Life for me is not the same.
There's no one to turn to. I don't know why I let it get too far. Starting over it's so hard. Seems like everywhere I try to go, I keep thinking of you. I just had a wake up call. Let you fall. You are not to blame at all. When I'm the one that pushed you away.
If you knew I cared, you'd never wait nowhere. Girl, I should have been right there.
How do I breathe without you here by my side? How will I see when your love brought me to the light? Where would I go when your heart's where I lay my head? When you're not with me, how do I breathe? How do I breathe?
Girl, I'm losing my mind. Yes,
I made a mistake. Thought that you would be mine. Guess the joke is on me.
I miss you so
bad I can't sleep.
I wish I knew
where you could be.
Another dude is
replacing me. God, this can't be happening.
Wish I never, never let you fall.
I pushed you away.
Baby, if you knew I cared, you'd never wait nowhere.
Nowhere.
Girl, I should have been right there.
And now I wonder,
how do I breathe without you here by my side? How will I see when your love brought me to the light? Where do I go when your heart's where I lay my
with How Do I Breathe. Now we're going to be having Sent From Heaven, but I'm not a fan of her. No, we're going to have Kevin Timble. Yeah. Woo, can we talk for a minute? I want to know your name.
Started breathing. been done long before it all began. Still can't give it up. Lead me on, but leave before the morning comes. Even though it's what we want, can't keep this up for long. But I just don't wanna leave you. Might just throw away the reasons why we both can't lay here. And secret, both gotta keep it honest. That's just a game we know.
Let's go.
For tonight, I'm yours. For tonight, I'm yours.
Or stay behind closed doors.
'Cause all I wanna do is lie with you.
Even though it's wrong to
lie
with you.
Let's go.
We've become numb to what we know is wrong, but no one knows but us. The feelings rush every single time we touch, even though it's why we want, can't keep this up long. But I just don't wanna leave.
Time. Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better.
Was Khalid with Nothing Feels Better Than This. You guys, whoa. I used to love this song so much. And I don't even know why. But I used to love this song. It's Toni Braxton and Trey Songz with Yesterday. I used to love this song. I think it's because it's a gang of attractive people singing together in an attractive way. I think so, you know?
I gave you the benefit of the doubt, till you showed me what you were about. Your true colors came out. And your words couldn't hide the scene, cause the truth about where you've been is a fragrance I can't recognize.
my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way.
But we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart when you say that I want it that way. Tell me why
it ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why
it ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why
I never wanna hear you say
I want it that way.
Am I your fire, your one desire?
Yes, I know
it's too late, but I want it that way.
Tell me why.
Approaching the end of our program, I think that we have dialed it down. If you are in the holiday already, don't let anybody ruin it for you. Vele, you got this, boo boo. Kidding. You got this. You are humus.
Hey, you broke me and took your time
with me.
Hey, you gave me
all these memories that I regret. All I can do is congratulate you. Ruined me for everybody.
Yeah, you
ruined me for everybody. Wake up in the morning, a different girl be on my line. Constantly be calling, every day I still decline. See, this exactly what you did. You ruined me for everybody. You ruined me for everybody. Oh, oh, oh. Let's go. Bye bye. Good riddance for the last time. So you can try. Maybe get it right next time. And every time, maybe you can be mine. Ruined me for everybody. You ruined me for everybody. Oh.
Babylon kicks when you pick up on me. Hey, 'cause back then I was very lonely. I still am, I'm just trying to find peace every day. My heart is on holiday.
still gives me sleepless nights. Sometimes I wonder how it happened all of a sudden.
Woo!
You ruined me for everybody. Oh, I wake up in the morning.
Different girls be on my line. Constantly be calling. Me, I just don't reply. See, this exactly what you did. You ruined me for everybody. You ruined me for everybody. Whoa.
It's a wonderful, it's a wonderful Saturday.
I wanna be in your life
until the night is over.
I wanna hold you so tight,
so tight, coming closer. It's been a hell of a ride,
but every single moment you were there by my side. Whenever I'm broken, you make me feel whole.
Whenever I'm lonely, you're there for my soul.
Wherever you are, girl, that's where I call my home.
Whenever I doubt it, I'll be letting you know.
Oh,
girl, I want to be dancing with you forever. Just sing to this moment, take me as I am. Baby, it's magic anytime that we're together.
I make I just
love you and hold you for my hand. Hold you for my hand. Hold you for my, hold you for my hand.
Until the night is over, until the night is over.
Vati, it is until the night is over, until the night is over, until the night is over. Osho Burna Boy, na Ed Sheeran. A very deadly combination indeed. But I am saying farewell, Shashino. It is time to chila, it's time to go. Mara, before that, ne, we are most a mess. Are we not? We are messy. We are messy.
It is what it is.
Oh yeah.
Keys. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. worry, sometimes I'm sad. I don't know what's over me. Sometimes I'm good, sometimes I'm bad. I don't know what's over me. I don't know what's over me. I'm overthinking everything. And I time me feel like nobody can understand the way I feel. Cause I am fucked up totally. I don't know how to keep company. So I've been drinking cognac. I've been drinking too many shots of cognac. One for the belly, another for the